95.7 The Hog. Hey, it's Morning Hog Happy Hour here on The Brew Review with Josh from SR Parrot is back in the house. Oh, Rig, Steve, Josh. They go together like, well, three things that are together. Anyway, welcome back, man. And it's a banging Friday.
Hey.
Boom. Oh, man.
I don't think I've heard
Were
that
you
going
to say it?
Or was I going to? No, I'm glad you did, so I didn't have to.
I see the Bang logo, and I'm familiar with the Bang energy drinks. But what is this?
So Bang, you've seen it everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Every convenience store, every grocery store out there.
I buy them all the time.
It's about time they did it, but now they have their own hard seltzer
and hard tea. Yes, please. Okay.
So what's cool is you might recognize some of these flavors from their energy drinks. There's a couple that they've tried to differentiate, so you get some special flavors.
Okay.
And the hard seltzers or the hard teas. But, 5% alcohol.
Oh.
You want to roll?
Let's do it.
Where do we start?
So I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is part of their energy drink line is pina colada.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
Obviously.
Do you remember what that combination of things are?
Pineapple and cocoa nut.
Steve, look at that.
I'm so proud of
him go.
I mean, really I'm learning.
So like I said, these are 5%. Now, these are caffeine-free.
Okay.
So just get out there. Energy-wise,
yes.
That is one thing you are not allowed to put in alcohol anymore after some debacle several years ago with another company.
Right. You're going to find your own energy.
You can't have an upper and a downer in the same can.
Gotcha. You'll flatline.
That's all right. Oh, wow.
I recall when those beverages were doing that. And felt like my heart was going to come right out of my chest. So I'm glad
I don't know, man. I slammed a couple and played some softball games.
Oh, wow.
I was good.
Yeah.
Sounds like playing hardball then.
He actually just kept running the bases. He never stopped. Like, it wasn't even a bat. Steve, it's not your bat. That's fine.
Wasn't even a baseball
player. Forever home run.
He's fast, though. He's pretty fast. This is a perfect blend of those two fruits.
Now, these are going to be a little bit sweeter on that slide scale that we talked about between seltzers and full-flavored.
Okay.
These are definitely full-flavored.
Okay.
But zero sugar. Caffeine-free, 5%. And I believe 100 calories, if I'm not mistaken.
I am not believing the zero sugar. I believe you. But that's... Yeah. Look, I mean, I would expect it to be a big sugar cube floating on top of that thing based on just the flavor. But it's not... it's sweet. It's like candy. But now that you know that it's zero sugar, drink up.
So if you ever watch the show on YouTube, you'll notice I take a couple sips and then I set it to the side.
Sure.
Because I have to work the rest of the day, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too.
I almost accidentally finished that.
We're almost done with the show, bro. Don't worry about it. We're good.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was pina colada.
All right.
But yeah, I almost finished it because it just is
it's
easy
too
to
good.
Drink.
Yeah. It's too good.
Personally, I don't taste a hint of alcohol in there.
I don't taste any. Yeah. No.
Me neither.
In fact, can you get us some alcohol, Steve? You
know what I mean? Sure.
Okay, cool.
So this is Strawberry Blast.
Strawberry Blast.
Ooh.
Okay. Most strawberries may be kind of subtle. This is a an aggressive strawberry.
Exactly.
I'm guessing. Let's find out.
Okay. Definitely strawberry nose.
And I confirm zero sugar.
Mm. All right, let me see if I get the blast.
Oh, wow. Yes.
You getting the blast?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
A blast of straw.
Mm. Okay, it's very good.
But it's not. So this one's not overly sweet.
No.
You know what I mean?
So these are right now available in a 12-pack variety only.
Okay.
Okay.
The best spot to find them are going to be your local independents. We don't have them quite in the grocery stores quite yet. You'll see them probably in a month or two. But check out the website, find them.
He's talking about srprod.com/beerfinder. You can go to that, find it, look it up, right? And these are really flavor bombs.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's what Bang's known for their energy drinks, right? I think that's why they gained such a large following so quickly was their flavors were unique. They're very flavorful, and they're doing the same thing with these seltzers.
Wow. Okay.
Now this next one, I'm not going to tell you what it's called.
Okay.
Ooh, a surprise!
But I want to see if you can. To hear what you guys say tastes like.
Okay, this is very Steve. This is
I have
be
a feeling you're gonna get pretty damn close. Though.
Little secret seltzer,
guava.
I'm
gonna pre-guess.
You're pre-guessing without even smelling it.
Right. Yeah, why not?
So, I'm gonna say quince. The quince.
Ooh, it's very. I don't.
When we taste tested this, it was a group with my sales reps.
Wow.
We had a couple different answers, but they all landed on that same flavor profile. So it's pretty interesting to me.
Plantains? Show me plantain!
I don't know.
Damn it.
It has like a... It almost... Hold on. I almost want to say like a cotton candy.
Very close.
Cotton candy.
Nope. Mm. So the name of the drink is Purple Kittles.
Purple Kittles. Snap! It tastes just like Skittles now that it's in my
bingo.
Head.
Bingo.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
Doesn't get much
That's
closer.
That's funny. That's good.
Now you get it.
Yeah.
Now, right?
Yeah.
The third time I poured it in my mouth, I got it, but it took a few. Yeah, wow. That's very, and again, perfect for what they're saying it is.
Exactly, yeah. Nailing
flavors.
That's
pretty cool.
And they've skirted around any possible confusion.
All right,
you thought it was something else.
We got one more in the variety pack for the hard seltzer.
All right, hard seltzer.
And this is Froze Rosé.
Ooh, hello.
Rose?
Drink this one with your pinky up, right? Frozen Rose or Frozen Ghost.
Froze Rose?
Frozen Ghost.
That's a band.
Okay, fine.
It is now.
Yeah, fine. That song. It was pretty good.
Or drink it like this.
It was this one. Mm-hmm. Let's try that. Let's try it. See, maybe it'll help. I mean, it might enhance the flavor, actually.
I prefer you put your pinky down right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, mine's stuck. Oh, God.
Mine, too. It won't go down.
I can't move it. That's very subtle as well.
Ooh.
kind of a refreshing spritzer, if you will.
Yeah. Come on. Steve's got something cooking over there.
I don't know. I still have the Skittles hanging out.
Yeah. These Skittles are still in there. A little peach. I got a little peach or something.
Okay, all right.
But not quite. Nectarine?
I don't know.
I thought it's
Rosé.
I thought we were still naming fruits.
No, sorry.
I don't know. Okay.
It is good, though.
Just playing that game.
But, yeah.
Very fruity.
Like I said, 5% alcohol, 100 calories, no sugar. Just like these other seltzers out there. But the flavor is what's going to set these apart.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, very forward.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
I can see where you would, again, get your energy elsewhere. That's fine. You know, whatever you
grab
whatever
a bang and a bang hard seltzer. Sure. I mean, what's the problem here?
Combo them. Exactly. You got two hands. On the second half, we get hard teas.
That's right.
Can't wait. Stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh Messer-Perot.